Ve Türkiye'nin, Türk milletinin bunu başarma gücüne sahip olduğuna da yürekten inanıyorum.
The opening speeches of the Crime and Punishment Festival address the painful legacy of Turkey's history of military coups, in which thousands of people were detained and tortured, and hundreds more disappeared. For decades, that legacy was buried. The army was strictly off limits to journalists, documentary and filmmakers. Festival organizer Hülya Sungu.
For 20 years, you cannot talk about anything. You cannot create about that issue. And it was just taboo. Actually, it was so hard to organize this kind of festival in Turkey without Turkish movie about military coups, because it wasn't so easy to make a movie about coups itself. But we just tried to gather all of country movies like Venezuela, Argentina, Peru, get their military coups reflection on cinema and get them together.
The festival opened with the Spanish film 17 Hours, set in 1981. It tells a story of a failed military coup which lasted 17 hours against Spain's fledgling democracy. Director Quema de la Pera pointed out that in order for democracy to function, countries needed to confront their past.
This film is a political thriller, and it makes you think about how your country can change one way to another, no? And for people, it's very important to know that if you live in a country where you are free, this is not very easy. It becomes because some people have fight and maybe some die for these human rights.
Accompanying the films are a series of panel discussions organized by Istanbul University that allow the film festival to address wider issues of social injustice. This is a scene from the Venezuelan film Brother. It's about two football players playing for a team in the slums of Caracas. While not ostensibly political or socially critical film, using sports helps to circumvent pressures from the authorities. Film director Marcel Rasquin.
If I wanted to be critical about what's going on in my country, yes, that would probably make it more difficult for me to make a film about that. Because our country is in such political turmoil at the moment, we filmmakers are still being wise. I don't like to consider my film like a social criticism, even though it has a lot of social criticism. My film, film goes beyond that to the human aspects of it.
The problems of censorship and self-censorship are issues that Turkish filmmakers are well aware of, says festival organizer Sungu. Although she says the taboo on the military has been eased, problems remain.
There are some issues we still have problem, but it's not about military coups. We can show everything about military coups now, but there are some other issues, like still we don't get over the censorship of every kind of movie. So,
despite the problems, Spanish director Quema de la Pera says the fact that Turkey is hosting this type of festival at such a critical time is particularly significant.
For me, it's very interesting that it happened here in Turkey, because I think the way that the democracy arrives to Turkey is a good example for all the Orient and all the Arabic countries, no? And Turkey is between Orient and Occident, and should be a good opportunity to lead this movement.
With most of the performances of the film sold out, the Crime and Punishment Festival is already being seen as a success. Festival organizers are already planning for next year, aiming to address other contentious issues in Turkey. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.